We now continue our series, Project Milwaukee, Youth Violence. We're exploring the causes and possible solutions to youth violence in our community. This morning, WUWM's Susan Bentz examines the societal reasons that prompt some young people to gravitate to violence.
Elijah Anderson grew up in South Bend, Indiana, in the 1950s, the son of Mississippi sharecroppers.
My father worked at Studebaker's car manufacturer. He had limited education, and he worked in the foundry and made good money and was able to take care of a family and to encourage not only myself and then my brothers and others to be strong working men. But the kind of job my father had is long gone from the inner city.
Including in Milwaukee's inner city, good-paying manufacturing jobs have disappeared. Anderson is a respected professor of sociology at Yale University. He's dedicated his career to studying people in inner-city poor communities to convey the reality of their lives, which often includes youth violence. The professor has found common threads. For one, he says, those communities are made up of mostly decent people.
They go to church. They try to work. They try to raise their children to respect other people and their property.
But Anderson says, without decent jobs, the underground economy of drug dealing and robbery can take hold on the street. So too can what he calls street cred, a delicate and dangerous balance of gaining power and respect.
A lot of the violence that we see in so many of these communities is about the business of getting street cred, because street cred is what people believe will keep them safe.
There's another belief system at work here as well, according to Anderson, one that goes back generations.
Now, whether this is true in some objective sense or not, that is not the issue. A lot of people in the inner city poor community feel that there are two systems of law, one for whites and one for blacks.
And because many inner city residents don't believe police watch out for their neighborhood, some groups make up and enforce their own rules. So Anderson says, everybody has to be street savvy and follow the code. You don't call the police, you settle your own conflicts, and you don't snitch. Anderson says even decent families want their kids to understand street justice, so they survive. Philip McHenry didn't snitch on his friend. The 21-year-old says he comes from a decent Milwaukee family.
Graduated high school, did 2 semesters at DeVry University. My life been like a straight and arrow, you know what I'm saying? Go to church, raised by my mother, always a mother's boy.
But McHenry says his life turned upside down late one night when he walked over to a gas station with a friend.
Another guy I was with pulled out a pocket knife and tried to rob a person. I was there, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't the one that tried to actually commit the crime, but I didn't tell on the person.
That landed McHenry in Milwaukee's Community Correctional Center for a year. I meet McHenry at a community service project site at a neighborhood garden. McHenry says he's trying to keep a level head.
Yeah, this probation 4 years. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Because I know, like, if I catch another robbery case or drug case or battery case, that'll just send me up north. And then that's taking another 2.5 years out of my life.
Across town, a group called Urban Underground works with teenagers to give them the tools to make choices that don't include crime and violence. Richard is a high school junior.
There are obstacles purposely put out there to stop us from living or to stop us from having a nice life. That's no reason for us to give up and say, oh, I'm gonna take the easy way out and do stuff this way. That's just something else you have to overcome.
Floyd's another student in the group.
A lot of people don't even know that education is the way out of poverty.
But even surrounded by friends in a safe place, fears creep into the conversation. Worries tumble out of several students.
Where I live at is really bad. And sometimes you don't know, like, if you're going to be the innocent person that gets hurt due to violence because of where you stay at.
When I walk down the street and I see a group of my same race walking towards me, I get paranoid when it shouldn't be that case. It's tension and unnecessary hate for each other.
Sociologist Elijah Anderson says the community has to step forward to eliminate the culture that fuels such violence in American cities.
We need jobs and opportunities. We need investment in some of these communities.
Anderson says wiping out a deep sense of alienation and the resulting violence will take much more than good intentions. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.